I'm John Moinkle inside the Forge Electric Sports Studio. On a Wednesday in baseball, HWSR beat BCLUW 12-1. East Buchanan beat Applington Parkersburg 3-0. Williamsburg beat Dyke New Hartford 13-6. Grundy Center beat Don Bosco 11-4. West Fork beat Nashua Plainfield 10-6. In softball, number 3-1A St. Edmund beat Clarion Goldfield Oz 13-1. As aired on 99 The Wave and Radio on the Go's YouTube channel, number 15-4A Waverly Shell Rock beat number 2-1A Clarksville 4-2. DNHAP beat Charles City 8-7. Grundy Center beat Don Bosco 3-2. Humboldt beat Hampton Dumont Cal 12-6. Iowa Falls Alden beat Webster City 8-3. West Fork beat Nashua Plainfield 3-2. On today's schedule in baseball, North Butler will host Belmont Clemmy on 104.9 KLMJ. Dyke New Hartford will be at number 5-1A Newman Catholic. Hampton Dumont Cal will host Boone. Iowa Falls Allen will be at Webster City for a doubleheader. In softball, HWSR will be at number 2-1A Clarksville. Belmont Clemmy will host North Iowa. DNHAP will play a doubleheader at Albernett. Grundy Center will host number 14-2A West Marshall. Hampton Dumont Cal will host Nashua Plainfield. Number 11-1A North Butler will host Iowa Falls Allen. And West Fork will host Garner Hayfield Ventura. Number 15-4A Waverly Shell Rock defeated number 2-1A Clarksville 4-2 in a non-conference softball matchup Wednesday, as aired on 99 The Wave and Radio on the Go's YouTube channel. In the top of the first inning, the Indians took a 1-0 lead. With no outs, Kara Boland singled to drive in Kate Lodge. Two fielder's choice force outs with the bases loaded prevented further scoring. The Gohawks responded in the bottom of the first inning when Brittany Bodensteiner singled to send in a run, and it was 1-1 until the fifth inning. Each team had some scoring chances, but strong defenses prevailed. In the bottom of the fifth, Capri Clark caught a lineout and made a double play, but three pitches later, Bodensteiner hit a two-run homer to left field, putting the Gohawks ahead for good. Clarksville coach Katie Berman.
I went into this game knowing that Bodensteiner is a stud hitter. I knew going into it that I might have to intentionally walk her. Time came up to do it, and I did not do it, so I'm taking those two runs as a coach. But yeah, I mean, I told the girls if we can play like this during postseason, we'll be okay.
In the seventh inning, Lodge doubled to drive home Eve Jordan to cut the deficit to 2, but they got no closer.
I think our biggest thing was we were trying to just get base runners so we could make something happen. There were a few innings there where we just went 1-2-3. So yeah, just trying to make our offense, with the time that we're on offense, be slower, like slow the game down. And some innings we didn't do that, but also just knowing you have a job to do when there's girls on base.
Sydney Lovren pitched the complete game with 2 strikeouts, 9 hits, and 2 walks. Lodge led offensively, going 3-for-4. The Indians will return to action tonight by hosting AGWSR. North Butler will host Belmont Clemmy for a top of Iowa baseball matchup tonight, which will air on 104.9 KLMJ. The game marks the regular season finale before both teams, before 1A district action begins on Friday. The Bearcats enter with some momentum after defeating West Fork on Tuesday. They trailed by 2 runs entering the seventh inning before Wade Wangsness hit a 2-run double that started a 5-run rally and helped secure the win. The momentum comes after a 3-loss week. Head coach Chase Storr says the Bearcats are trying to reset their focus as the postseason approaches.
We had kind of a rough week last week, which I kind of maybe thought might happen, but we're getting things going in the right direction. That's what we've been preaching. Once districts came out, I just told the kids it doesn't matter anymore about wins and losses. It's about playing your best ball at the right time of the year and getting momentum. And again, contagious with the strike zone, with making plays in the field, and most importantly at the bats for us. That's kind of been our Achilles heel all year. So carrying over tonight, the bats into Thursday against Belmont Clemmy.
The Broncos also enter with some momentum after defeating West Hancock on Tuesday. Brody Hefner and Ryan Nolan have provided the offensive spark. They've combined to hit 500 while driving in 5 runs and accounting for 6 of the 12 runs. The first pitch will be at 7:30 p.m. with pregame coverage at 7:15. The IHSAA has released baseball playoff brackets for Classes 3A and 4A. Hampton Dumont Cal is the 8 seed in 3A Substate 2. They'll travel to top seed number 8 in 3A North Polk for a first-round game. In the other quarterfinal, 4 seed Gilbert will host Webster City. In the bottom half of the bracket, 2 seed number 9 in 3A Waverly Shellrock will host Nevada, and 3 seed Algona will host Humboldt. Iowa Falls Alden is the 7 seed in 3A Substate 4. They'll travel to 2 seed Independence in the first round. The winner will face the winner of the quarterfinal between 3 seed Grinnell and West Liberty. In the top half of the bracket, top seed number 6 in 3A Western Dubuque will host Charles City, and 4 seed Central DeWitt will host Mount Vernon. The first round will be Friday, July 10th. Drake women's basketball coach Allison Pullman says defense has been a focus during summer workouts. Drake is traditionally strong on offense and ranked second in the Missouri Valley in scoring last season. The struggle was on defense, where the Bulldogs finished eighth in the Valley and finished with a record of 12-20. It was a disappointing record for a program that had posted 20 wins or more 10 times in the previous 11 seasons.
Whether it's to mix up what we're doing defensively, of being able to get stops, being able to rebound the ball extremely, extremely well, I have already seen this summer in 4 weeks, you know, like just an enormous growth from this group of what they're committed to do on the defensive end as well as the offensive end.
Pullman says experience will help the Bulldogs get better on defense.
And it comes through, you know, communication and an understanding and an urgency level and all of those things. You know, we do what we gained a ton last year were a lot of minutes on the floor of whether it was freshmen and sophomores, of gaining that experience. And so I'm looking forward to watching that shine through, you know, specifically on the defensive end, but also their chemistry offensively.
They'll return 10 players from last season. This has been Radio On The Go Sports. I'm John Moinkle.